Heritage Committee members fear policy changes impact freedom of speech. Advisory Committee members discuss how a draft policy before council impacts their ability to speak freely. Learn why here. Joy tries it, harvesting grapes while learning about the season. A grape harvester is intuitive and easy to use, explains Joe Pilateri of Lakeview Vineyard Equipment, but there are still a lot of variables when it comes to the grapes. Read what Joy Sanguedolce learned about when the time is right to pick them. 13-year-old in the pilot seat. Literally. The young teen is taking lessons at the Niagara District Airport and racking up instruction hours until he is old enough to fly solo. Learn about his lessons here. Plans for NOTL hospital site will not involve town funding. Public engagement process will continue for the James A. Burton and Family Foundation's plans to develop the site into a hub for sophisticated tourism, with a recent survey showing public support. The town is planning a public engagement process to see what residents want done at the site. Read what councillors learned about the project. Precious teddy bears eager to meet new owners. Tea with Teddy runs Friday, November 29th and Saturday, November 30th. Between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Addison Hall at 41 Byron Street. Tea and scones will cost $15 per person, but shopping for a new friend is free. Groundbreaking for Foodland brings residents out to celebrate. Tuesday was the official start to the new grocery store that village residents have been waiting for since they moved in. Read the details here. Celebrate the season with Carol Sing Along. The Wayside Chapel Carol Sing Along will be held November 30th, with song sheets, a sound system, and hopefully a beautiful day to join in, says organizer Rick Mellon. Read the details here.